And I'm going to use for a text out of Ecclesiastes. Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And when you start first reading the book of Ecclesiastes, and some of the negativism about life comes out, and you wonder, wait a minute, God was supposed to be the wisest guy in all the earth and all that. But then by the time you get to the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, he comes to tell us that God will deliver us from everything. And he's given us the wisdom to do that. And he also said in chapter 1, verse 9, history merely repeats itself, and it has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is new. Every time I come up with an original idea or original thought, and thank you, Lord, that's a good message, and I kind of hang on to that, I find out somebody already did it. But that's okay. You do it for the glory of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to rebuild, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. May God add his blessing to reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.